High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS on the road with Hastings St. Cecilia as the Blue Hawks get set to take on Gretna in boys high school plays. We spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher, and coach sitting at 6-3 on the season coming off of a 1-1 holiday tournament in Aurora. Now you kind of take a step up in competition here tonight.
Yeah, you do. You know, the holiday tournament was very difficult, and the next four games, we just look at our schedule, and they're all games of the week in the Omaha World Herald. So you kind of look at yourself and go, guys, it's just this way this year. You know, we don't have a bunch of thoroughbred red type kids. I mean, we got a bunch of 6'2 kids and 6'1 kids that play hard, and that's what we've been dealt, and they've done a great job up to this point. You know, I thought we bounced back really well, you know, in the holiday tournament to fall down 12-2 in the first quarter against Norfolk Catholic, and things didn't look much better than they did the night before, but we really were playing better. It was just a matter of getting a few shots to fall, and then we had some kids knock some shots down, and that's part of this game.
Jim Janesh had a big ball game against Norfolk Catholic. Obviously, he's going to see some more playing time as the season progresses.
Yeah, he is, and that's what we've kind of told all of our kids. We told them the night before, after we got home, we said it could be somebody, you know, that hasn't played a lot of varsity action, being that guy that we give an opportunity. And when you give an opportunity in life, you know, you hope the best for the kid and hope it works out for him. And he just, you know, he's been real smooth in practice, and we weren't doing a very good job of coaching the first seven games to get him enough playing time, evidently. But, you know, he'll be ready tonight. You know, he'll kind of stay in that role off the bench at this point. But, you know, all of our kids, we've got 12 bodies practicing for varsity right now, and that's pretty much, you know, we told them any of them at any time could be ready.
On the road tonight, nothing new for you guys, and on the road against a very good Class B opponent in Gretna. At this point of the season, it's really good for your basketball team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, a lot of times in January, you can get stagnant, and it made our practices good this week. You know, you play, step up in competition, you step up in athlete level, you step up in competitiveness level. Not to say anything about a C2 or a C1 school, but they're just more kids to pick from. And the Gretnas and the teams that we're playing on our schedule are some of the better in Class B. Now, they've had an injury to their program, you know, with the Bloom kid not playing this year. Maybe set them back a little, but they've had some kids step up. And we're kind of the same way with Matt Kissinger out for the season.
What about Matt now with him out for the season? How's his role going to be filled?
Well, you know, you really can't replace a two-year starter with his experience and right away. Like I told the kids, no one has to go out there and do exactly the things Matt did. We're going to have to just pick it up in pieces. You know, Alex Sheehy, Joel Groffel, Jamison Ash, those guys are going to have to come off the bench now and, you know, be that. As hard as Matt played, you know, he really gave us a spark in different times during the game. So they're going to have to give us a little bit each, you know, and then maybe it's somebody else, whether it's Cannon Howell, a sophomore. It's giving kids opportunities, and, you know, we only hope the best for them.
Are we handcuffed at all with Matt on the sideline?
You know, you'd like to think that you're deep enough to overcome an injury, you know, but when he's a senior and captain and a starter and all that kind of stuff, you kind of look at yourself and go, he's played a lot of minutes in the last couple years. He's a great kid. He's really matured throughout the whole process. You know, handcuffed, no, but it does limit us as far as going a little deeper and in experience and things like that. And he was willing to take a tough shot in a tough moment. He was willing to, you know, take the ball to the hole. You know, how will these other kids step up, you know, in those roles? Or we'll see how as the season progresses.
Take away the injury 9 games into the season. Are you happy where this team is going right now?
Well, you know, you got to look back and try to just look back at one game. And the Norfolk Catholic win was huge. I mean, if we come out of there 0-2 and didn't play well against Norfolk Catholic the last three quarter, then we're looking at it as, man, we're not going in the right direction. But all of a sudden you have some kids step up. Simon Ostrander hit a big shot. Cesar Tino had a big third quarter. We're winning and playing well at that point without Phil Hamburger doing a load of the scoring. He's doing a load of other things, but, you know, when you thought he would be your scoring. So we're balanced. We're a lot like Gretna in a lot of ways, maybe just not quite as athletic as they are.
This is obviously a big game for us to get some momentum going, going back to back here.
Yeah, it is. Anytime you play, you know, on the road and you're coming off a nice win, you hope your kids carry that momentum into the next week. And, you know, Lincoln Christian Saturday night at Boone Central, they're really playing well. And then Kearney Catholic. So you just look at it and you say, man, you could be in a really tough spot here in a week and a half if you don't play well. And the kids understand that. We've prepared them mentally for that now. Physically, we'll just see if we're ready for tonight.
On the other hand, by next Saturday, you should know a lot about this basketball team.
Yeah, we will. And, you know, you could be 6-7 sitting there next week and be a pretty good basketball team. And that's what we've told our kids. We're going to challenge them. The schedule was challenging. And, you know, we hope we're playing in the right direction and getting better. And whether it's just stepping up our competitiveness level, whether it's taking care of the basketball, which we have done well the last two games, you know, those are little things you start to look at. Because if you're a turnover-prone team in January, those things usually just don't go away at the end of the season. And, you know, that's making mental and good mental decisions. So hopefully we're mentally tough to play through this stretch and see where we're at conference tournament time.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Gretna as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Back with the St. Cecilia boys basketball coach, Kevin Asher's Hawks on the road tonight in Gretna, getting set to take on the Dragons. They are 5-3 on the season. They've lost to Ravenna. They've lost to Waverly. They've lost to Omaha Scott. But this is a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, it is. You know, they had to replace quite a few bodies once they lost Bloom and the Miller kid and Spurgeon, and some of the kids they lost were excellent athletes. But they've got a lot to choose from here, and we saw their JVs put a thumping on us last year, and we knew right away that they were going to be good coming into this year. So, you know, they've lost to three quality opponents, you know, us and Scott. You know, I see Scott just keeps winning, and that's a good for everybody involved. And Waverly's got a three-point or four-point loss to South Sioux City, who's rated number three in the entire state of Nebraska. And Ravenna's as good as anybody, you know, probably in Class B on down. So you look at all their losses and what they bring to the table tonight. They're very balanced. They don't have a superstar, so to say. You know, we hope nobody's going off for 20 on us tonight, but they have a lot of balance and a lot of athleticism.
Seeing Gretna, I think, for the third straight year, are they doing the same sort of things?
Yeah, they are. They play aggressive, physical man-to-man. They don't let you cut. They try not to let you run their offense, and then they like to jump trap you at half court in certain positions during the game. Whenever that happens, it seems like turnovers turn into points. They're very good at converting their turnovers into points, and that's haunted us the last couple times we've played them. You know, we played them tight, and we've actually been ahead and had some control in the game, but then their jump trap has been a problem for us. We hopefully, you know, worked on it enough, and we're guard oriented. We should be able to take care of the ball against it.
Well, handling the pressure and just getting into our offense and running our offense the key tonight.
Yeah, I think so. You know, they're going to be so sound on defense. You know, I don't know how many good looks we're going to get, and if we start turning it over, that's really going to compound the problem. So we've got to do a good job of taking care of the basketball, being patient in our offense. You know, the game, you know, I don't think is going to be a racehorse type of game, but they are athletic enough to get up and down on us. So we hope to do the same on them. But, you know, you got to control the boards. They're athletic, and, you know, neither team has got what I would call a great shooting team, but they work the ball for good shots, and hopefully, you know, both teams are hitting shots.
Well, Hamburger did not have a great weekend during the holiday tournament. How do we get him back involved in the offense?
Well, scoring-wise, you know, we're kind of moving him off the point, and I think that at times he wants to play the point, and at times he wants to play inside, and that's as poor coaching as you can say as we've done, as we've tried to move him off the point to give us some strength inside, because that was one of our weaknesses. So he's going to play more off the ball today, but I think maybe some of these other guys hitting shots will free him up a little bit. And he's kind of gotten himself off to a couple rough starts due to a couple missed simple shots, you know, easy ones. And we told him, you know, he's got to get that first one down inside or get to the line. He hasn't gotten to the line at all hardly in the last two games. And, you know, if you're going to play inside, you need to be at the free throw line.
All right, good luck.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Gretna tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS on the roads tonight with the Hastings St. Cecilia boys basketball team, the Blue Hawks, getting set to take on the Dragons out of Gretna. I'm Mike Willick, all the play-by-play for you tonight. St. Cecilia coming in, a record of 6 wins and 3 losses on the season. The Hawks going 1-1 during the Aurora Holiday Tournament last week. St. Cecilia losing to Aurora in the first round, 31-28. And quite frankly, did not play a very good basketball game there against the Huskies. Showed a lot of heart, came back the following night. Fell behind 12-2 in the ball game to Norfolk Catholic before kind of getting their act together a little bit. The Hawks went on to beat Norfolk Catholic by the score of 49-41. So St. Cecilia is 6-3 on the season. Their other 2 losses have been to Omaha Scott and to Bishop Newman. The Hawks with victories so far this season over Columbus Scotus, Donovan Trumbull, Blue Hill, and Sutton to start the season. They also have a win over Sandy Creek. But their schedule, and we talked about it during the pregame show with Kevin Asher, is brutal here for the next week or so. They've got Lincoln Christian coming up on Saturday night. Then it'll be on the road again, playing at Boone Central next Tuesday. And the next Saturday will be on the road playing in Kearney against the Stars of Kearney Catholic. Those teams are 6-3, 4-4, and 6-2 as we get started here tonight. But St. Cecilia on the road against a Class B opponent tonight in Gretna. The Dragons come in a record of 5 wins and 3 losses on the season. Of course, coached by Brad Feakin, who spent many of his years growing up in the Hastings area. They're 5-3 this year. They beat Elkhorn Mount Michael 47-34 in their season opener, and then knocked off Elkhorn South in their second ball game 50-44. They beat Platteview by the score of 52-33. Gretna then losing 2 games, one to Ravenna 52-43, and they lost to Waverly in overtime 53-49. They hosted a holiday tournament here right after Christmas. They went 1-1 in the holiday tourney as they beat Lincoln Pius 53-51 and then lost to Omaha Scott by the score of 65-56. Gretna has already been on the floor this week. They picked up a 46-45 win over Crete on Tuesday night. So Gretna 5-3 in the season. Hastings St. Cecilia is 6-3. We mentioned the injury to Matt Kissinger during the pregame show. Matt is on crutches tonight, and he's not expected to play for the rest of the season. So that's a big blow for the Blue Hawks. He was injured in the ball game against the Norfolk Catholic in that holiday tournament in Aurora. Kissinger right now is averaging 6 points and about 2 rebounds per game. Also 2 assists and about 1.5 steals per ball game. So St. Cecilia definitely going to miss Matt Kissinger in the ball game tonight. And a host of players will get some additional playing time, in particular Jamison Esch, who hit for 15 points the other night against Norfolk Catholic. Right now we've got the playing of the National Anthem as we get set for basketball tonight. He sings St. Cecilia and Gretna on 1230 KHAS. Thank you.
So the flag of the national anthem as we get set for basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Again, welcome to Gretna as the Dragons get set to take on Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks are playing Gretna for the third straight season, and we understand it's already on the schedule for next season as well. This has only been a very competitive basketball game between St. Cecilia and Gretna. We expect no different here tonight. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. St. Cecilia will go with Mike Cannon, a 6'2" and senior, averaging 5 points, 3 rebounds per game. Kevin Ryan is a 5'8" and senior. Ryan is averaging 2 points and 1 rebound per game. Cesar Tino gets a start tonight. Tino, a 5'11" junior, averaging 11 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Phil Hamburger, a 6'2" junior, Hamburger averaging 11 points and 4 rebounds per game. And Chris Hartford, a 6'4" junior, will get a start, averaging 1.4 points and 2.2 rebounds per ball game. For the Dragons out of Gretna High School under head coach Brad Feakin, they will go with Trevor Lighting, who's a 6'1" junior, Lighting averaging about 10 points per ball game. Dan Glather is a 6'2" senior, averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. Andrew Jensen is a 6'2" senior. Jensen so far this year averaging about 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. Mitch Dry is a 6'4" junior. He is averaging 8 points per ball game. And Sam Applegate is the other starter, a 6'3" senior. He's averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. Gretna averaging 49.5 points per ball game as a team, giving up 47.1 on the defensive end. Hastings St. Cecilia now averaging 47 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 38.4 on the defensive end. St. Cecilia hitting 41% of their field goal tries so far this year, 28% from three-point territory, 59% from the free throw line. The Hawks getting out-rebounded by their opposition, 22-23. St. Cecilia doing a fairly decent job taking care of the ball, 12 rebounds. On the, or rather 12 turnovers on the offensive end, forcing 16 on the opposite end. So we're set to go. St. Cecilia going to be dressed in their away blue uniforms there tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Gretna will be in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gray and the black, or rather the green and the black. And St. Cecilia will control the opening tip. We'll shoot to our basket to our right here as we view it from the side court at Gretna High School. Hamburger has got the ball out here to Cesar Tino. It's going to be a man-to-man defense here for Gretna to start off the ball game. Hamburger comes to the near sideline. That's going to be Kevin Ryan with the ball for St. Cecilia. Now to Cesar Tino. Tino's got it on the wing. Now to Mike Cannon. Moves it down in the corner to Hamburger. Lobs it inside now to Chris Hartford. Gets it back to Hamburger. Jump pass back to Hartford on the right side of the lane. Comes back out to Kevin Ryan. Now he's swinging around here to Cesar Tino. Tino now to Phil Hamburger to the top of the key. That's going to be Ryan. Takes it to the free throw line. Good defense here by the Gretna Dragons. St. Cecilia has controlled the ball for 45 seconds with no shot at the basket yet. Here's Cesar Tino. Drives the ball down to the baseline, puts a man in the air, throws up a shot, hits the side of the glass, gets his own rebound, comes back out to Kevin Ryan. He drives it inside, loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. So St. Cecilia took almost a minute to get one shot away there. It would not go as Cesar Tino hits the side of the glass, and now the Dragons out of Gretna will come back the other way. St. Cecilia will attack here in backcourt. Well, the basketball is going to be Mitch Dre for Gretna. Goes on a high post. That's Applegate. Applegate right at the elbow, right side. Goes to the free throw line to Dan Glather. Over on the wing down to Lighting. Loses control of the ball. He saves it, but right in the hands of Kevin Ryan for St. Cecilia. So a turnover there on the Gretna Dragons. Here's Cesar Tino with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Over to Ryan on the wing. Ryan comes back out to Cesar out here in three-point territory. Swings it right side now to Hannon. To Hamburger. His entry pass is going to be deflected away from Hartford, and the ball is brought out of there by the Gretna Dragons as they come back the other way. Gretna's got the ball. We're still scoreless here in the first quarter of play. Lighting drives it down to the baseline, has the basketball knocked out of his hands, and he loses it out of their hands. Second turnover on Gretna here in the ball game. Two turnovers for Gretna, one on St. Cecilia. We have nothing on the scoreboard. 6 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Gretna High School. And now the Dragons will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Kevin Ryan has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets it into the offensive zone as they go over on the far sideline to Hamburger. Brings it back to Kevin Ryan. Now to the near side. Cesar Tino has got it. Tino drives the ball. The basket is shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. He misses the layup, and the rebound comes down to Gretna. Here's a Glather back the other way. Comes to the near sideline down to Applegate. He drives the ball into the lane. His shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound, Gretna. Follow shot is up there and in. Dan Glather gets the offensive board in the putback for Gretna, and the Dragons go out on top by a score of 2-0 here in the ball game as Gretna applies the pressure again here in backcourt. St. Cecilia dribbling with the ball. Ryan takes it down to Caesar Tino. Down on the baseline. They get it to Hartford. Back out to Caesar for three. Shot is up there. He's good. Caesar Tino hitting 23% of his three-pointers this year. He buries that one from the wing on the left side of the lane. 3-2 the score. St. Cecilia out on top, 5:20 to play here in the first quarter. Here's a long-range jumper from Applegate from the near side. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Hamburger comes to the near side. Line down to Kevin Ryan to Caesar Tino. Drives it to the basket. His shot no good. Rebound is brought down there by Andrew Jensen of Gretna as they come back the other way. Lighting has got the ball. His shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count. They got a foul before the shot as Trevor Lighting goes up for the field goal there for Gretna. A personal foul is going to be called here on Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia. For Hannon, that's going to be his first foul, first team foul on the Blue Hawks here in this first quarter of play. We're about 3 minutes into the ball game, 3-2 the score. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Here comes Tim Skolk into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Skolk is a 6'3" and senior. He's going to replace Hartford. It'll be Gretna inbounding the ball from underneath their own basket to the left side. They get it into Applegate. Applegate is a double team, comes out of the wing. Now to Andrew Jensen. Back to Applegate here on the near sideline. Entry pass to Glather. He drives the ball to the basket. It's not good. Dan Glather takes the ball right at the about the elbow on the right side of the lane and took it right to the hole and scores. 4-3 is the score. Gretna goes back out on top of the Hawks by 1 point. Here's the Tim Skolk with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Gets it into the forecourt. Comes over here on the near side to Kevin Ryan. Down to Caesar Tino. Tino's got the ball for St. Cecilia. The Hamburger. The ball is going to be knocked loose. It's picked up by Andrew Jensen. He has the basketball tipped away from Hamburger from behind. The scramble is on. And it remains here in the forecourt here for Gretna. It is picked up by the Dragons here on the near sideline. Mitch Dre has got the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to get it to Jensen. He tries to return it to Dre. It is tipped away. And now Gretna's got the ball on the left side. As they drive it into the lane, here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Dre. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Back the other way, Kevin Ryan has got the ball now for the Hawks. Out to Phil Hamburger to Caesar Tino. Free throw line extended right side. Top of the key, Tim Skolk moves it over here in the left wing. Hamburger has got the ball. Now to Caesar Tino. Free throw line jumper put up there. It's off of the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to Trevor Lighting for Gretna. Lighting comes back the other direction for the Dragons. 3:47 to play here in the first quarter. 4-3 is the score. Gretna's out on top by one. Glather, bounce pass goes inside to Applegate. Turnaround jumper good. Sam Applegate scores for the Dragons. And Gretna goes out on top now by the score of 6-3. We're in the first quarter from Gretna High School tonight. Hamburger working in backcourt here against the pressure. Jump pass comes over here to Kevin Ryan. Brings it into the forecourt. Now to Mike Cannon to Kevin Ryan. Comes across the top to Hamburger. Hamburger out here in three-point territory. To the right sideline, Caesar Tino has got the ball. Puts it on the floor, dribbles it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Partially deflected. And the ball is brought out of there by Trevor Lighting. Lighting runs her back the other way down the left sideline. Dre has got it. Out on top to Lighting. He drives the ball down the paint. His shot is up there. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Caesar Tino of St. Cecilia. 6-3. The Hawks trailing early in this ball game. Here's a scope with the ball for the Hawks. Now Hamburger fakes the three. Dribbles inside the arc. Now loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. So St. Cecilia turns it away for the second time here tonight. Hartford comes back into the ball game for facing St. Cecilia. We're going to see Simon Ostrander check back in there for the first time, at least in this ball game. Hartford comes back in. And also coming to the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Jamison Esch. Esch, he was the hero in the ball game against Norfolk Catholic the other night in that holiday tournament against Norfolk Catholic. Second round of that tourney, he hit for 15 points on 5 3-pointers. Inserted into the ball game now here in the first quarter with a Matt Kissinger on the sidelines for the rest of the season. 6-3 is the score. Gretna's got a 3-point lead. Dragons have the basketball. And here they have it as Glather tries to pound the ball into the lane. He can't do it. Comes over here on the wing on the right side to Johnson. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Glather. He dribbles out here into 3-point territory. So Gretna getting second and third shots of the hole here in this first quarter of play. Dan Glather with the ball now for Gretna. Comes out here in the 3-point territory. That's Dave Dudney who just checked in there. Dudney working out top against Tim Skolk of St. Cecilia. Feeds it on the wing on the right side now to Applegate. He holds the ball back out on top. That's going to be Dan Glather with the ball. Over on the wing on the left side to Dudney again to Applegate. Just beyond the 3-point circle. Bounce pass goes inside to Glather. Out on the wing to Johnson. Tries to penetrate. Comes back out to Applegate at the top of the key. Good defense here by St. Cecilia as the Hawks play man-to-man. Glather at the top of the circle with 1:50 to play here in the first quarter. 6-3. Gretna's got the lead. Dragons running their offense. Michael Johnson has got it. Picked up there by Ostrander. on the far sideline. Gretner drags it now toward the hole. Losing control of the ball is going to be Hubert. It's picked up here by Applegate. Now to Hubert again in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jamison Esch. Esch gets the ball to Hamburger. Now to Ostrander. Drives for the shot. Left-handed layup. No good. And he's fouling the play. So the Hawks forced to play defense there for 30 to 45 seconds at the other end. Then they get the rebound and quickly get up the floor here. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Applegate of Gretna. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Dragons here in this first quarter of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Simon Ostrander. Ostrander, a 57% foul shooter in the season. He has hit 4 out of 7. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And bam, just like that, his average goes down to 50%. 4 out of 8 now for Tim Skoke in the season. St. Cecilia is a team, not real whoopee from the charity stripe, just 59%. St. Cecilia hitting 41% from the field and 28% from three-point territory. 6-3, Dragons have the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Ostrander. And the score remains at 6-3. There's a long-range jumper from the far side, a three-pointer put up there and in by Michael Johnson. Michael Johnson from the left wing scores, and Gretna has now got a 9-3 lead here over St. Cecilia in the first quarter. Here's a Jamison Esch with the ball for the Hawks. Goes over to a Mike Cannon of the wing. Entry pass. They get it inside there to a Joel Groffel who's into the ball game. Back out to Mike Cannon. Over here to Ostrander. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Groffel tips the ball out, and he's going to be whistled for a personal foul. Joel Groffel going to be hit with a personal foul. Trying to tip the ball away there for the Hawks. That's going to be his first. And it's going to be the second team foul in St. Cecilia. 53.8 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 9-3 is the score. Gretna's got the lead over St. Cecilia here in this regular season ball game. On the road again with the Hawks. There's a Gretna with the ball. Entry pass. They get it to Hubert. Hubert out to Dre. His shot is up there. In and out. No good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up on the weak side. Dudney has got it now as he keeps the ball alive for Gretna. Brings it out in 3-point territory. Andrew Jensen has got it now. Picked up by Hartford. Down the right side of the lane to a Dre. Jump pass to the far sideline. Dudney has got it. Dudney now to Hubert. He comes across the top. Michael Johnson holds it now to a Dave Dudney out there for Gretna. Picked up out there by Simon Ostrander of St. Cecilia. Backs it up near the 10-second line. We got 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Gretna's got a 9-3 lead. Ball's going to be tipped into the backcourt by Ostrander. It's picked up by Simon now on the turnover. Ostrander bounced pass to Hartford. Hartford can't control it. It goes out of bounds, and the Hawks turn it over. So St. Cecilia forces a turnover, and yet they turn the ball over themselves as the pass from Ostrander was not a very good one. Trying to get the ball to Chris Hartford to the left side of the basket, and they lost it out of bounds. Third turnover on St. Cecilia. Now Gretna inbounds the ball to Dre, and he's going to be fouled into play here in backcourt with 1.3 seconds remaining. So he's fouled here in backcourt with 1.3 seconds remaining. It goes on Simon Ostrander. That's going to be his first team foul number three on the Hawks. Ostrander comes out. Here comes Kevin Ryan back into the ball game. So now it's going to be Gretna inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Dre will play things in. He gets it into Andrew Jensen. His shot from backcourt is up there, and it's going to be no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight here in boys high school basketball. And the score after one, it is Gretna 9, Hastings St. Cecilia 3. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Gretna, high school basketball tonight. Here on 1230 KHAS, it is 9-3. Gretna has got a 6-point lead over St. Cecilia. The Hawks actually led 3-2 in the first quarter, and Gretna has scored the last 6 points. And Gretna's got the ball to begin this second quarter of play. The front liner's back in there. This is Trevor Lanning with the ball now for Gretna. It goes over to Applegate, picked up by Hartford defensively for St. Cecilia. The Hawks stay with their man-to-man. Here's Mitch Dre with the ball out here in three-point territory, picked up by Hamburger. Dre gets the ball now to Dan Glather as he takes the ball to the baseline. His shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good, and the ball is going to be recovered by Hartford of St. Cecilia. Hartford dribbles out of there now for the Hawks. Jump pass comes over here to Hamburger on the move now. The Caesar Tino fakes, takes it down in the corner to Jamison Esch. His ball is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Lighting. Long pass down to Florida Applegate. His shot is up and in. Sam Applegate scores there as St. Cecilia turns the ball away for the fourth time. They take that one away from Jamison Esch. It is now an 11-3 ball game. Gretna's got the lead. There's a Hamburger with the ball for St. Cecilia. Out on top, here's a long-range jumper. It's up and in, a three-pointer. Mike Hannon. Hannon throws it in from the top of the key, and that ends a long, long drought here for the Hawks. It is now an 11-6 ball game. St. Cecilia trailing by five. There's a shot off the baseline. No good by Andrew Jensen, and the rebound comes down to Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Hamburger runs her back the other way for the Hawks. Over on the wing on the right side, Jamison Esch, his three-pointer put up there. No good. Ball being tapped around on the baseline. It's saved there by Gretna. Back the other way as Dre leads a three-on-three break. Nice pass to Jensen, and he lays it in. Andrew Jensen scores for Gretna. It is now a 13-6 ball game. Again, a seven-point lead for the Dragons. St. Cecilia with the ball here in backcourt. Hamburger runs it across the midcourt stripe and takes it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, though. Didn't make any difference. He traveled with the ball. Five turnovers on St. Cecilia so far here in this first half of play. Hartford is going to come out of the ball game now. Coming back in there for Kevin Asher and the Hawks will be Tim Skoke. 6:15 to play in the first half. It's 13-6. Gretna has got the lead. By the way, Gretna won the junior varsity game tonight by a score of 48-20 over St. Cecilia. Here's Applegate with the ball now for the Dragons. Feeds it inside, working on the baseline. Now they throw it down here in the corner on the right side to Lighting, and he's going to be called for the steps. Mitch Dre had it as he posted up down low on the left side of the lane. Got it down in the corner. And a traveling violation is called down here. That's going to be the fourth turnover on Gretna in the ball game. 13-6 is the score. Gretna, a team that's averaging about 49 points per ball game on offense. Hastings St. Cecilia averaging 47. Hawks are giving up 38 points per ball game on defense. Gretna 47.1. 13-6 here. 5:45 to play in the second quarter from Gretna tonight. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's a Jamison Esch. Hands it away now to a Hamburger out here in 3 points in its way. Now to Skoke as he drives for the basket. His shot is up and in. Tim Skoke scores there and a nice pass by Hamburger. He gets the assist. 13-8 to score now. St. Cecilia down by 5 points here in the second quarter. Gretna has got the ball again in their offensive zone as they work with it. There's a Dan Glathers. He's over there against Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia on the top of the key. Andrew Jensen lobs it down low. That's Dre. He goes up with a shot. It's going to be blocked out of his hands and the ball goes out of bounds. Esch came out of there with the ball, but they say he was out of bounds and it'll be Gretna inbounding the ball on baseline right side underneath their own basket. End of the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Ryan. Jamison Esch comes to the bench. 5:14 to play here in the second quarter, 13-8. Gretna's got the lead over St. Cecilia. Here's Trevor Lanning with the ball. His pass is going to be deflected right back out of bounds. Trying to get it to Applegate over there. The ball deflected out of there by Skoke of St. Cecilia. So they're going to be Lighting inbounding the ball as he takes a couple of steps to his right. The officials hand him the ball and we're ready to go again as Lighting plays things in. They get it to Nate Hubert, who's back into the ball game. Hubert out to Dudney. Hands it back to Trevor Lighting. Dribbles out here into 3 points territory. Now to Applegate. He drives the ball against Hannon. Can't put up a shot. Stops left side of the lane. Goes to the far sideline. Out of Glather. Takes it to the elbow. Jump pass down on the baseline. Twisting and turning. Throwing up a shot as Applegate. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. So Sam Applegate down there on the baseline. Draws a personal foul in St. Cecilia. And Applegate will go to the free throw line here for the Gretna Dragons. Personal foul is whistled on Hannon. That's going to be his second. Team foul number four on the Blue Hawks. Gretna's got only one team foul so far in the first two quarters. Sam Applegate to the free throw line. Dips the knees, throws it up there, and misses the free throw. Applegate averaging 9 points per ball game, 5 rebounds per game. He scored 8 the other night on Tuesday when Gretna knocked off Crete by the score of 46-45. Next shot is up there by Applegate. It is good, so he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia playing up a notch in class here this evening as they're playing this Class B opponent in Gretna. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 14-8. Here's a Hamburger with the ball deep in the corner to the left side. Lobs it back out in the three-point territory. It's going to be picked off. picked off here by Hubert. Now Hubert having problems with it. He's tied up here by Skoke. And Brad Feakin hops up and calls the timeout and saves the possession there for Gretna. Looked like we had a jump ball out there, but evidently Feakin jumping the officials there. They get the timeout called in time. 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play. In the second quarter, we'll take a break with the score. Gretna 14, St. Cecilia 8.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Dragons will play things in. Nate Hubert has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Goes to Applegate right at the free throw line, backs it out of there. As Applegate comes over here on the wing now to Trevor Lighting. Lighting holds it there against the Mike Hannett of St. Cecilia. There's a pass down in the corner. The scramble is on. It's loose and it's picked up by Hamburger. A turnover on Gretna, their fifth of the ball game. Here come the Hawks back the other way. Cesar Tino has got the ball. Out on top now to Mike Hannon. Hannon to Phil Hamburger in the deep wing on the left side. Hamburger jumps up down into the lane. Skoke goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound to Dudney. Skoke missing an easy one right there for St. Cecilia. Back the other way is Andrew Jensen. Moves to his left. Fires up a 15-footer and hits it. Andrew Jensen now with 4 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia is down in the ballgame now by 8 points. It's 16-8 here in the second quarter. Hawks trying to bring the ball up against this pressure. Mike Hannon trapped here in backcourt. Hannon is going to be fouled in the play. Nate Hubert, I think, is going to be the guilty party here for the Dragons. That's the case. Nate Hubert picks up his first personal foul. It's only the second team foul. Called in Gretna here in this ball game. Here comes Glather back into the lineup. Michael Johnson returns for the Dragons and also Mitch Dre. 16-8. Gretna's got the lead. The Dragons led 9-3 after the first quarter after scoring the final 7 points in that first quarter. There's St. Cecilia attacking now on their offensive end. Bounce pass comes out on top. That's going to be Hannon with the ball. Hannon holds it about 25 feet away from the basket. Comes across the top now to Kevin Ryan. Inside to Hamburger. Shot's going to be blocked down. Hamburger trying to take it to the hole. There, the shot was blocked by Glather. Here come the Dragons back the other way. Down in the corner is it Johnson. They bring it back on the top to a Dudney. Picked up there by Kevin Ryan of St. Cecilia. On the wing is Glather. Bounce pass goes inside on the low block. Here's a jumper up there by Dre. No good. Tip trying to get it. We've got a foul called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Gretna. So St. Cecilia will inbound here in backcourt. Personal will go against the Dragons at the 3:05 mark. Here in the second quarter, as St. Cecilia will inbound the ball down here. It's going to go on the Dan Glather. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number three on Gretna. St. Cecilia has got the ball. Kevin Ryan now hustles into the forecourt, brings it back to the center of the floor now. As Ryan directs some traffic here, comes over here to Cesar Tino on the wing. Tino angles toward the basket, goes for the goal. His shot is up there, no good. Gets his own rebound, dribbles in the lane. His shot is up there. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Glather. St. Cecilia, again, not shooting the ball very well here in the first half of play. They're trailing 16-8. Long-range jumper from Johnson from three, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So the Hawks will play things in here in backcourt. They're trailing with 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, it is 16-8. St. Cecilia will play things in. They get it to a Kevin Ryan, out of Hamburger. Right-handed dribble as he races the ball across the 10-second line. To Cesar Tino over on the wing. Tino comes out here to a Kevin Ryan in between the rings, and Ryan will set things up. Bounce pass goes over to Jameis and Esch on the right sideline. Esch comes back out to Kevin Ryan, comes across the top of the key. That's Hamburger with the ball, trying to find his seam and can't find it. Here's Cesar Tino. He dribbles to the top of the key, hands it away to Ryan. His shot from 15 feet away is good. Kevin Ryan scores just to the left of the circle there. That's his first field goal, and the Hawks are back to within 6 points, 16-10 now. It's Gretna with the lead here. Under 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Andrew Jensen with the ball now for Gretna. St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man. Over here on the wing is going to be Glather. He returns the pass back out to the top of the key. Dudney has got it. Now to the wing on the left side to Michael Johnson. Here's Andrew Jensen. Jensen now to Glather, just to the right of the key here. Dribbles once and sends it back the other way. That's a Mitch Dre. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Andrew Jensen. He comes over here to Dudney on the wing. Drives it into the paint. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is tapped out of bounds. And they give the ball to Gretna. Nice touch there by St. Cecilia. Into the ball game now will be Hubert for Gretna. Applegate returns. Johnson is going to check out. Dudney checks out. Simon Ostrander comes in for Hastings St. Cecilia. Going out will be Kevin Ryan. 1:26 to play here in the second. 16-10. Gretna has got the lead. Here's Applegate with the ball. Backs up down the baseline. Now puts up a little hook shot over Hartford. No good. Battle for the rebound. Applegate has got it. Drives the ball down the lane. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Sam Applegate missed the first shot. He was not going to be denied on the second one as he takes it right to the hole, and he is fouled in a play by Chris Hartford of St. Cecilia. That's Hartford's first foul. Team foul number 5 with the Hawks. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Applegate as he's going to try to complete a 3-point play. Gretna is out to an 8-point lead over St. Cecilia, 18-10 is the score as Applegate dips the knees again. And his third free throw of the night is down through the hole. He's now 2 of 3 from the stripe. Trevor Lighting comes back into the ball game now for Gretna. Going out will be Andrew Jensen. Biggest lead of the ball game now for Gretna. It's a 19-10 score. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball. Here's Simon Ostrander trapped here just across the 10-second line, and Kevin Asher is forced to burn a timeout here as Ostrander was trapped just as he brought the ball across the 10-second line. We've got a TO here, 1:09 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Gretna 19, Hastings St. Cecilia 10.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at Gretna High School, 19-10 is the score. The Dragons with the lead over the Blue Hawks. With 69 seconds to go, here's the inbound pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hubert. He drives the ball, shoots, and scores. Off of the inbound pass, St. Cecilia turns it over, and Hubert gets the field goal. 21-10 now. It's a Gretna out on top. The Hawks so far with 7 turnovers in the ballgame. There's Simon Ostrander back for St. Cecilia. Now 50 seconds to go. Ostrander goes inside. With the ball is going to be Hartford. Kicks it out on the wing. That's Simon Ostrander for 3. His shot is up and in. Ostrander cans the 3 ball from the left wing. That's his first field goal, and St. Cecilia is back within 8 points. 21-13 the score. Here's Lighting. He drives the ball to the basket and scores. Trevor Lighting scores there for Gretna. 23-13. St. Cecilia down by 10 points here. Ostrander down to a Cesar Tino. Tino out here in 3-point territory to Esch here on the near sideline. Bounce pass goes to Hartford, left side of the lane. Kicks it back out to Esch, down on the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Now to Hartford, out to Cesar Tino. Tino holds the ball with 13 seconds to go. The Hamburger now to Ostrander. Dribbles the ball into the paint. Kicks it out here to Esch. His shot's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Applegate. Applegate runs her back the other way. All the way to the basket. His scoop shot is good. Nice play there by Sam Applegate. And that is the end of the first half of play. Applegate takes that ball coast to coast. And an underhanded shot as he takes the ball to the hole for Gretna. It goes right to the bucket there. And Gretna's got a 12-point lead here at halftime. First two quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. The score at halftime, it is Gretna 25, Hastings St. Cecilia 13. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Gretna High School, we're at halftime. Boys High School play here tonight. The score is 25-13. Gretna with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The Dragons led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 9-3. Basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. St. Cecilia actually had a 3-2 lead in the first quarter. Gretna then scored seven straight points to end the quarter. The Dragons led 9-3 at the end of one. They increased the lead to 11-3 before St. Cecilia hit a three-pointer to make it an 11-6 ball game. They got it to be a 16-10 in favor of Gretna. And then the Dragons had a good finish to the second quarter as well, as they outscored St. Cecilia 9-3. And that's the way we stand here at halftime. The score is 25-13 in favor of Gretna at halftime. Dragons being led right now by Sam Applegate. He's got 10 points in the ball game. And the leading scorers for Hastings St. Cecilia, Mike Cannon, and also Simon Ostrander, Cesar Tino, they've all got 3 points for the Hawks. We're at halftime. Boys High School basketball action here tonight. The score is Gretna 25, St. Cecilia 13. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHS.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this five-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Gretna, we're at halftime. 25-13 to score. Gretna's got the lead over St. Cecilia. Scoring in the first half of play, first of all, for Gretna, Sam Applegate leading the way. Applegate has got 4 field goals, and he is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 10 points here in the first half. The other scorers, Andrew Jensen, has hit a couple of field goals. He has got 4 points. Dan Glather has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Michael Johnson has hit a 3-pointer. He's got 3 points here in the first half. Trevor Lighting has got a field goal for 2. Nate Hubert has got a field goal for 2. And so far, the only guy who's been to the free throw line has been Applegate. He is 2 out of 3 from the stripe. St. Cecilia, 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. We've not had a whole lot of charity tosses so far here in the first two quarters. Ostrander missed a couple of free throws. That's the only chance that St. Cecilia had here in the first half. Leading scores for St. Cecilia, Cesar Tino. He's got a 3-pointer for 3 points. Simon Ostrander has nailed a tray. He's got 3 points. Mike Hannon has hit a 3-pointer in the first half for 3 points. They've got Tim Skoke with 2 on a field goal, and Kevin Ryan has got a field goal for 2. that is it. St. Cecilia with 13 points on the board here at halftime. They trailed Gretna by a score of 25-13. We've got more high school basketball coming your way tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. We will head to Loup City tomorrow. We'll be with the Adams Central Patriots basketball team. Adams Central playing a girls-boys basketball doubleheader at Loup City tomorrow. 5:45 will be the pregame show with head coach Tim Marker. 6 o'clock for the girls' game. 7:45 for the boys. We'll have the coverage here on 1230 KHIS. Tomorrow night on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5 will be with the Tri-City Storm. The Storm on the road this weekend to play at Green Bay tomorrow night in USHL hockey. Pre-game show at 6:45 with a face-off at 7:05. That game will be on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. And a busy Saturday we've got in store for you. Here on 1230 KHIS, we'll be back here with Hastings St. Cecilia. They'll take on Lincoln Christian on Saturday. It'll be a late afternoon start. Girls' game will go at 4 o'clock with the boys at about 5:30. On the air with the pregame show at about 3:45 on Saturday afternoon. Lincoln Christian and St. Cecilia here on 1230 KHIS. On the Breeze on the Saturday, we'll have St. Paul playing at Adams Central. Girls' game will be at 6 with the boys to follow at 7:45. On the air at 5:45 for the pregame show there. Nebraska also playing on Saturday. It'll be a morning pregame show at 11 o'clock. Action for the Huskers and the Fighting Illini of Illinois will be at 11 o'clock pregame with a tip-off at 12:05. So the Huskers on the Breeze. The Patriots will be on the Breeze on Saturday, and we'll have the Blue Hawks and the Hawkettes right back here on Saturday at 12:30 KHIS. So a lot of basketball coming your way in the next few days on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Last night we were with the Hastings College basketball team as the Broncos played at Dort College over in Sioux Center, Iowa. Hastings College women picking up a win over Dort by a score of 75-48. Broncos led at halftime 42-28. Alicia Statler had a big night for Hastings College in that ball game. Statler ends up with 20 points in the ball game for Hastings College. She had 13 rebounds, 3 assists, and 5 block shots. Hastings now 13-4. They're 5-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College men's basketball team went toe-to-toe with the second-ranked team in the country in Dort College in the second ball game as Dort led 48-46 at halftime. After Hastings College had 2 10-point leads in the first half, Broncos trailed by 2 at halftime, and then Dort went on a 22-8 run at the beginning of the second half and kind of put the ball game away. Hastings was able to pull within 9 with about 8.5 minutes to go in the second half, but could not get any closer than that as Dort knocks off Hastings College last night by a score of 98-77. For the Broncos, Jake Marvin had 19 points in the ball game. Dane Bacon had 13. Dylan Flynn had 11. Tobin Reinwald had 10. So Hastings is now 8-10 on the season. They're 2-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Hastings College men and women will play host to the Lancers of Mount Marty on Sunday afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. It'll be a special Sunday edition of Bronco Basketball on the air with a pregame show at 1:45, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. We're at halftime here at Boys High School Basketball, 25-13. Gretna with a lead. Take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back right after this.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Hamburger throws up a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. That would not go, and now Gretna throws the ball away as they come into the offensive zone as Applegate throws it into the nickel seats on the far sideline. That is the sixth turnover on Gretna in the ballgame. 25-13 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia now trailing by a dozen points here as we start the second half of play. St. Cecilia shoots to our basket to our right here in half number two. Simon Ostrander gets the start here in the third quarter to Cesar Tino. Moves it down to the baseline. 12-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Dan Glather for the Gretna Dragons. Gives it away to Applegate. And here comes the Dragons into the offensive zone. Applegate Throws it over the wing, the right side to Trevor Lighting. Now down in the corner. For the basketball now is going to be Dan Glather, picked up out there by St. Cecilia's by Cannon. Again, down in the corner to Applegate. He takes off and drives the ball into the paint. It's off balance. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Picked up off of the floor there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Outlet pass goes over to Ostrander. He runs her back the other way. There's Cesar Tino down in the corner. Fakes the three. Drives it on the baseline. His shot is up there. Off of the window. It's going to be no good. Ball is picked up on the hop here by Applegate. St. Cecilia having a tough time throwing the ball in the ocean here in this one tonight. And here's a pass on the near sideline. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted here by Ostrander. Pulls up at the three-point circle. Sends it inside to Hamburger. His shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Gretna's Dan Glather. So the Dragons turn it over, but St. Cecilia cannot convert on the other end. And now Brad Feakin wants to call a timeout. Kevin Asher not happy. The Hawks are leaving a lot of points on the floor tonight. St. Cecilia has missed two easy ones here to begin the third quarter of play. We've got a timeout, 6:24 to play in the third. It's Gretna 25, Hastings St. Cecilia 13.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Gretna High School, boys high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Gretna took the lead at 3-2. St. Cecilia had the lead back then. That's the last time the Hawks were able to have an advantage in this ball game. Gretna has now stretched that lead to 12 points here in the third quarter, 25-13, 6 minutes and 24 seconds to play. In the third, Gretna playing it in. Here's a shot from deep in the right corner by Lighting. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. St. Cecilia runs her back the other way. Pass down the near sideline. They get it to Ostrander. Ostrander sends it across the way. Cesar Tino for three. Shot is up there. He buries that one. Cesar Tino hits the three-pointer. That's his second train of the ball game. He's got 6 points. St. Cecilia now within nine. 25-16. We've hit 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Here's a Dan Glather of the ball now for Gretna on the wing on the left side. Dribbles out here into three-point territory between the circles now as they hand it away to a Mitch Dre. Dre still has not scored in the ball game after scoring 11 on Tuesday night. Their leading scorer against the Creek Cardinals. He's double-teamed out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass to the far sideline of Lighting. Now to the elbow, Andrew Jensen comes to the left wing to Dre. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Grabbing the rebound there is going to be Gretna. The following shot is going to be no good by Lighting, and now we got a foul and a rebound. That one bounces off of the top of the backboard. In some places, that's out of bounds, but not here. As Gretna had another chance at things, and then a personal foul is going to be called on Trevor Lighting. That's going to be his first team foul in the Dragons here in the second half of play. 25-16. Here's a pass to the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Glather. He gets the ball ahead to Jensen. Back to Glather, and his shot is up and in. St. Cecilia turns the ball over for the eighth time here tonight. And now it's a 27-16 ball game in favor of the Dragons. Here's Ostrander with the ball. Simon brings it into the offensive zone. He's trapped out here in three-point territory. Gets the ball away down to Hamburger. To Cesar Tino, 4-3 from the corner. His shot good. Cesar Tino now with a couple of three-pointers here in the third. He's got 9 for the ball game, and the Hawks are back to within 8 points. 27-19 with 4:52 to play here in the third. Dan Glather with the ball. Moves it down low to Jensen. Out on top now to Dre. Dre moves it over on the wing. Now to Dan Glather. Back to Dre inside the free throw circle. Can't put up a shot. Now to Lighting. Lighting on the wing on the right side. Back out to Dre. Entry pass. They get it to Andrew Jensen. Down in the corner to Lighting. His shot in and out. No good. The ball tapped to the corner. Glather saves it for Gretna. Out on top to Dre. Drives it down the lane. Loses control of the ball. Dre picks it up. He has it knocked out of his hands at Applegate. His shot is up and in. Dre had it knocked out of his hands, and Sam Applegate was Johnny on the spot there. Grabs the ball and just plunks her down through the hole. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. 29-19. Gretna with a 10-point lead. Here's Ostrander with the ball now for St. Cecilia on the wing. Ostrander dribbling with the ball. Comes back to Cesar Tino. Tino trying to penetrate. He takes it to the free throw line. Now a bounce pass goes to the left side to Ostrander. He gets it to Phil Hamburger. Hamburger now to Hartford on the left side of the lane. He can't put up a shot. Now to Cesar Tino out here in three-point territory. Drives it down the right side of the lane. His little jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. His shot's going to be blocked down by Glather. And the ball recovered here by Andrew Jensen. Gretna comes back the other way. Applegate has got the ball for the Gretna Dragons. Back in the offensive zone. Feeds it over here on the wing to Glather. moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Dre with the ball. Back out to a Glather out here in three-point territory. Picked up out there by Simon Ostrander. 3.5 to play. Gretna's got a 10-point lead. Glather flips it back to a Mitch Dre. Cesar Tino will match up with him defensively. Over to a Glather here on the wing on the left side. Jump pass goes down in the corner to Lighting again for three. Shot good. Trevor Lighting scores from the deep right corner. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and Gretna is out to a 32-19 lead over St. Cecilia with 3 minutes to play. There's a hamburger with the ball to Caesar down in the, or rather, that's a Hannon is shot for three. Mike Hannon picks out Caesar's spot down there in the deep left corner and scores. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. The Hawks are back to within 10, 32-22, 2:50 to play here in the third quarter. There's a Mitch Dre with the ball now for Gretna over here on the wing to a Dan Glither. Out to Dre at the top of the key. On the wing on the right side is going to be Lighting. Lighting dribbles once. Now he's got to get rid of it. He does. Entry pass to Jensen. Moves it down on the baseline. Here's Applegate. His shot from 10. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to a Simon Ostrander as he flies into the forecourt. Ostrander back to a Hamburger. Swings it left side. Cesar Tino. He goes up. Nearly travels with the ball. Gets it down in the corner now to Hannon. And we got a timeout here from Kevin Asher. Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout for Hastings St. Cecilia with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. In the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Gretna 32, Hastings St. Cecilia 22.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 2:20 to play here in the third quarter. Gretna has got an 11-point lead over St. Cecilia, 32-21. Things don't get any easier for St. Cecilia. Boy, you look ahead. We've got Lincoln Christian coming in here on Saturday to take on St. Cecilia. Christian right now, a record of 6 wins and 3 losses on the season. Boone Central, the opponents next Tuesday. St. Cecilia will be on the road to Albion for that ball game. Boone Central right now playing well. The record is sitting at 4 wins and 4 losses. And then next Saturday, St. Cecilia will be on the road again. They will play at Kearney Catholic, and the Stars right now sitting at 6 wins and 2 losses. The Hawks right now 6-3, coming off of a 1-1 week during the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. But so far tonight, Gretna has outmatched Hastings St. Cecilia here in this one. Hawks had a 3-2 lead way back there in the first quarter. Gretna went on a 7-0 run, and they have not relinquished that lead ever since. St. Cecilia will play things in. Cesar Tino down the left side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Mitch Dre for Gretna. So St. Cecilia sets up a play there following the timeout. They couldn't convert. Lighting on the right sideline has got the ball. Entry pass now to Jensen. Jump pass to the near side. That's a Hubert with the ball. Comes out to a Mitch Dre again, 25 feet away from the basket. To Hubert at the free throw line. His pass is going to be deflected. Gets the ball back, shoots, and scores. Nate Hubert picks up the ball on the hop in the lane and scores for Gretna after St. Cecilia got their hands on it there. 34-22. The Hawks are down by a dozen. St. Cecilia with the ball. Tim Skoke at the elbow, drives it down the right side of the lane to the baseline. He can't go up for the shot. Here's Esch from the top of the key. His shot's going to be no good. Esch has still been shut out in the ballgame after scoring 15 the other night against the Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia trailing by a score of 34-22. Mitch Dre has got the ball out here in the three-point territory. As a St. Cecilia waits on defense, Dre goes over to a Lighting, back to Dre, out near the 10-second line. Now to Lighting, this time on the right wing. Bounce pass down to Applegate on the baseline. Applegate picked up by Skoke. Dre has got it again at the top of the key. Over to Lighting on the wing. To Dre again as he holds it. Back to Lighting on the wing. 1:06 to play here in the third. Here's a Hubert with the ball. Entry pass. They get it to Jensen. He lobs it down low, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Lost out of bounds by Gretna. Turnover number 8 on the Dragons here in the ball game. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 61 ticks left here in quarter number 3. It's a 34-22 ball game. St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game. The Hawks have the ball. Jamison Esch out here in three-point territory. Hands it away to Cesar Tino. Moves it on the wing. Hands it away now for Alex Sheehy, who's into the ball game. St. Cecilia running a little weave out here. There's going to be Kevin Ryan as he drives the ball. Now to Jamison Esch. To Ryan again. Top of the key to Sheehy. Down in the corner to Caesar for three. His shot no good. Bound for a rebound. And it's loose and it's picked up off of the floor. Mitch Dre has got it as he runs her back the other way to Lighting. Pulls up. Shoots a 12-footer. Misses the shot. Ball is tapped to the corner. It goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to Gretna. They give the ball to the Dragons here with 26.2 seconds to play in the third quarter. Gretna leading by 12 points. It's 34-22. End of the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Joel Groffel. Coming out is going to be Cesar Tino. Tino's hit a couple of three-pointers here in this third quarter to keep the Hawks close. St. Cecilia down by a dozen here. Mitch Dre has got the ball. Down to a Nate Hubert. Out to Dre again. Dre moves it to the right sideline to Trevor Lighting. Now to Dre. Gretna probably going for the final shot here. Hubert has got it. Now to Dre again near the 10-second line. To Nate Hubert, down to Dre. Down in the corner, that's Applegate with the ball. Down to Mitch Dre with 4 seconds. Down in the corner, here's Hubert. A shot for three is going to be no good. Rebounded in the way by Lighting. His shot is up and in. Does it count? Yes, it does. Trevor Lighting gets the offensive board, puts it down through the hole, and time expires here in the third quarter of play. So the Hawks with a lot of wood to chop. In the fourth quarter of play, St. Cecilia is trailing by 14 points. The score is Gretna 36, Hastings St. Cecilia 22. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.com.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the fourth quarter of play. St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher about as hot as a firecracker. In between the third and fourth quarters, he really gave it to his team to get on the glass because they have been severely out-rebounded here in this ballgame, probably as hot as I have seen him in quite some time. We'll see if it works. 36-22 is the score. Gretna with the lead. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's around the rim. No good by Hubert. Offensive rebound. Follow shot no good by Glather. Another offensive rebound to Lighting. His shot is up and in. Well, it didn't work. Trevor Lighting has now got 9 points in the ballgame, and Gretna has now got a 38-22 advantage over Hastings St. Cecilia with 7.5 to play. Here's a Jamison Esch deep in the right corner. His three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Applegate. Applegate has got the ball for Gretna as he runs her back the other way. Left-handed dribble. Skoke right in his hip pocket there. Applegate stops and goes to the far sideline. That's a Dan Glather with the ball. Glather dribbles with it down to Dave Dudney, who's back into the ballgame. Now for Gretna. Picked up out there by Alex Sheehy. Over in the wing is going to be Hubert behind the screen. He drives the ball down the lane all the way to the basket. He loses control of the ball. It goes down a bounce, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So Gretna turns the ball away. That's their ninth turnover of the ballgame. St. Cecilia comes back the other direction under 7 minutes to play now in the fourth quarter. 38-22. Hastings St. Cecilia is down by 16 points here in this one. Here's Esch with the ball out on top. That's going to be Ryan. His shot for three. In and out, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound is loose on the baseline. It's picked up there by Joel Groffel back out to Sheehy. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound to Joel Groffel of St. Cecilia. Back out to Sheehy. Down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good by Skoke, and the rebound comes down to Gretna. St. Cecilia getting three shots of the hole there and could not convert. Finally, Dan Glather gets the rebound for the Dragons. 38-22, Gretna has got the lead. There's Dave Dudney with the ball now for Gretna. Goes over in the deep wing on the right side. That's Nate Hubert with the ball. Top of the key to Glather, picked up by Esch of St. Cecilia. Glather backs it on out, comes over here on the left wing to a Trevor Lighting. Moves it down to the baseline. That's a Hubert with the ball. Back out on top again to a Dudney. He backs it out of there. Sheehy right in his face defensively there for St. Cecilia. Dudney tries to drive it, takes it down the right side of the lane, runs over a man, and now a traveling violation. Dudney runs over Tim Skoke, moving down the right side of the lane, but he's whistled for the traveling violation. I've got Gretna now with 10 turnovers in the ballgame. Cesar Tino back in the ballgame. Skoke comes out. Here comes Mike Cannon into the ballgame, and Alex Sheehy will come to the bench. 5:53 to play in the fourth quarter. Gretna leading St. Cecilia by the score of 38-22. The Hawks have scored only 9 points here in the second half of play. St. Cecilia back in the offensive attack. Mike Cannon has got it down in the corner to Ash. They get it inside to Hartford. He wheels in the lane. His shot is going to be no good. One shot and done as Andrew Jensen grabs the rebound. Has it knocked out of his hands. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Gretna basketball. 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Here in boys high school basketball tonight from 1230 KHIS. Gretna with a 16-point lead over St. Cecilia. Dudney with the ball here in backcourt as the Hawks now will pick up the Dragons all over the place. Dudney jump pass down the right sideline to Jensen. Brings it into the offensive zone. Jensen out on top to Mitch Dre. Picked up there by Hartford of St. Cecilia. Dre dribbling with the ball. Out in three-point territory. Dre looking at the St. Cecilia man-to-man defense as he backs it back out near the 10-second line. Dre and Hartford matched up out here. Dre trying to get away. Nearly palms the basketball. Now takes it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a collision down there. And a foul is going to be called. Mitch Dre going one-on-one against Hartford. Blew right by him. He takes it to the hole. He's going to hit with a personal foul and a charge as Mitch Dre runs over a Blue Hawk down there underneath the basket. So the first foul of Mitch Dre. That's going to be team foul number two on the Dragons. St. Cecilia has not yet committed a team foul here in the second half, so the Hawks have a couple of the waste here. 5 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's 38-22. Gretna with a 16-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Simon Ostrander. Ostrander hands it away now to Mike Cannon. Handing to Cesar Tino. About 35 feet away from the basket. He drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops on the baseline. Comes out to Hartford. Ostrander. Now left side to Ryan. His shot is up there from three. No good. And a defensive rebound to Michael Johnson. Johnson gets it away now to a Mitch Dre. He hustles into the forward court for the Dragons now. Over to a Dan Glather. Glather on the wing. He drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there and in. And he is fouled in a play as he goes tumbling out of bounds. Dan Glather gets the field goal there for Gretna. He has now got 8 points in the ballgame. And the Hawks committing a personal foul. Glather will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The foul goes on Hartford of St. Cecilia. That's going to be a second. So Glather, with 8 points in the ballgame, will try to add to his total right here, and he does as he sinks the free throw. And Gretna is now out on top of St. Cecilia by a score of 41-22 in boys high school basketball action here tonight. There's Cesar Tino, top of the key. He drives the ball down to Painter. Scoop shot is up there and in. Cesar Tino scores for St. Cecilia, found a little seam and took the ball with a hole. Cesar now has got 11 points in the ballgame, 41-24. 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from Gretna tonight. There's a Mitch Dre with the ball out here in three-point territory, picked up by Cesar Tino. Pass comes to the near sideline to Michael Johnson. Two-handed pass out on top to a Glather again. Glather brings it back down in the corner. Down here to a Michael Johnson. Back out to Dre. Now they work the right side and driving the baseline. Here's a shot up and in. Dan Glather takes it right to the hole and scores. Had it down deep in the right corner and took it right down the baseline and scores off of the window. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. It's 43-24. Gretna with a 19-point lead. Ostrander with the ball out on top to Ryan. Moves it out to Cesar Tino on the baseline. Back out. Here's a long-range three put up there by Hannon. No good. And the rebound again picked up on the hop by Zach Stover, who's into the ballgame for the first time now for Gretna, a 6'2" junior. Dragons come back with the ball on their offensive end. Dan Glather has got it. Now left side of the circle to Andrew Jensen. Jensen holding the ball against Ostrander. Out on top now to a Dan Glather. He holds the ball. Now he's going to drive it right on by. To the hole he goes. The shot's going to be no good. And the rebound to a Mike Hannon. Hannon grabs it for St. Cecilia. Gets into the hands of Kevin Ryan. And now St. Cecilia's got the ball in their offensive zone. Kevin Asher calls the timeout. 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Gretna 43, St. Cecilia 24.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game and also our coach's post-game show before we get out of here. Tomorrow night, we'll have more high school basketball for you here on 1230 KHIS. We will head for Loop City tomorrow night. Been a while since we made the trip to Loop City. We'll do that tomorrow with the Patriots, Adams Central, and the Red Raiders of Loop City. Pre-game show at 5:45. The girls' game will go at 6 tomorrow night, 7:45 for the pregame show. Or 5:45 pregame, 6 o'clock for the girls' game, and about 7:45 for the boys' encounter tomorrow night from Loop City, Adams Central, and Loop City. Back with the Hawks and the Hawkettes on Saturday afternoon as they take on Lincoln Christian. Their time will be at 3:45 here on 1230 KHIS. St. Cecilia trailing here in the ballgame, 43-24. We're under 3 minutes to go. Cesar Tino has got the ball, moves it down to the baseline, puts a man in the air, and then kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Alex Sheehy. And the rebound here to Gretna. They lose it. Glather loses control of it. Cesar Tino's got it, and his shot is up and in. So Gretna turns it away here in backcourt. That makes the score 43-26. The Hawks still playing here with 2.5 to play. Here's a Glather across the 10-second line, down the far sideline of Jensen. Entry pass to Stover. Back outside. That's Dre with the ball. Out here to the top of the key to a Glather. Moves it on the deep wing on the left side to Mitch Dre. Out here in 3 points territory again is going to be Andrew Jensen. Picked up by Tino of St. Cecilia. To the near sideline is Stover. Stover picked up by Joel Graffel of St. Cecilia. Now to a Glather again. He backs it on out. Takes a look at the clock. We're down to 2:08 to play. We're in the second quarter. Actually, the second half. We're in the fourth quarter. It's 43-26. Gretna has got a 17-point lead over the Hawks. There's a lighting with the ball. His pass will be deflected out of bounds by Sheehy. It's going to be Gretna playing things in. Dudney is going to check in. Michael Johnson comes back in now for Gretna. The Dragons looking for their sixth win of the season there tonight over St. Cecilia. And their second win of the week as they also knocked off Crete on Tuesday night by a single point. They've got a 17-point lead here over St. Cecilia, 43-26. Glather has got the ball again, trying to drive it there against the Groffel and can't do it. Goes back out to Dudney as Gretna is just running some time off the clock here, just playing keep away from St. Cecilia. Hawks right now not fouling. They've got just one team foul here in the second half, but this one could be out of range. 17-point lead for Gretna as they continue to throw the ball around. Dave Dudney has got it out near the 10-second line. Simon Ostrander right in his grill defensively. Down in the corner, they got to Zach Stover. Now to Dudney again. Dudney gets away from Ostrander, but won't go for the hole as he backs it on out. We're approaching the one-minute mark. Some sums have come down to the scorer's table here for Gretna. But the Dragons just playing keep away from St. Cecilia here. Dudney has got it on the right sideline, and now we've got a timeout called. As a Brad Feakin wants to get some new players into the ballgame, we'll take a timeout here. 1:03 to play. In the fourth quarter, it's Gretna 43, Hastings St. Cecilia 26.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family, for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join, or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Their internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. All Gretna here tonight. St. Cecilia's has not looked very good. The Hawks are trailing by 17 points. It's 43-26 to this Class B opponent here tonight. As Gretna will play things in again. Nate Skurdla is into the ball game now. He'll handle the ball. Comes over to Grundmeier out here in 3 points here. It's way to Troy Russell as head coach Brad Feakin has substituted all five players in and out. Stover gets the ball out here to Grundmeier on the right sideline. That's a Trey Russell with the ball. He's double teamed. Now to Grundmeier with 43 seconds to play. The Trey Russell again out in 3 points here. Territory dribbles once, comes out here to Skurdla out near the 10-second line. St. Cecilia not fouling right now. They're trailing by 17 points with 30 seconds to play. There's Austin Emke with the ball. Now they go for the hole. Here's a shot that's up and in by Grudmeier. He got loose and took it to the hole there. The ball circled the rim about four times and drops down to the hole. All for stats. 45-26. Here's Ostrander back the other way. His three-pointer is no good. Ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and it's going to be Gretna basketball. 11.7 seconds to play, so the Hawks going to go on the road here tonight. They're going to drop this one to Gretna, and now they return home to face a very good-looking Christian team coming up on Saturday afternoon back at the Chapman Gymnasium, and a ball game we'll have here on 1230 KHIS. Trey Russell standing on the right sideline and flips the ball to the official, and that's the ball game. The Gretna Dragons knock off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in boys high school basketball. The score, Gretna 45, Hastings St. Cecilia 26. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Gretna. It was the Dragons knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 45-26. Hawks had a 3-2 lead way back there in the first quarter. That was their first and only lead in the ball game as Gretna scored the next 7 points. They led 9-3 at the end of the first period. It was 16-10 late in the second quarter when Gretna went on a 9-3 run to end the first half. It was 25-13 at halftime, 36-22 after three, and St. Cecilia really never mounting any kind of a drive in the second half of play as the Hawks dropped this one 45-26 to Gretna here tonight. So the Dragons improved to 6 wins, 3 losses on the season. St. Cecilia is now 7-4, and the Hawks will now get ready for Lincoln Christian coming up on Saturday afternoon. 12 points tonight for Sam Applegate to lead Gretna in scoring. Dan Glather had 11. Trevor Lighting had 9 points in the ball game, 4 for Andrew Jensen, 4 for Nate Hubert, 3 points for Michael Johnson, and 2 for Tim Grunmeyer. Gretna hitting 3 out of 4 from the free throw line and officially 11 turnovers in the basketball game. St. Cecilia turns it away only 8 times tonight, but they were 0 out of 2 from the line. They did not get to the charity stripe in the second half of play. Cesar Tino ends up with 13 points in the ballgame, 10 of those in the second half. 6 for Mike Hannon, 3 for Simon Ostrander, 2 points for Tim Skok, and 2 for Kevin Ryan. That is it. The Hawks put 26 points on the board tonight, and they lose to Gretna by a score of 45-26. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back here at Gretna as the Dragons knock off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in boys basketball. The score is 45-26. The final score here tonight. So the Hawks dropping to 6 wins and 4 losses on the season. They'll get ready for Lincoln Christian coming up on Saturday afternoon. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. You're going to hold not a whole lot of offense for the Hawks in this one. Cesar Tino ends up scoring 13 points in the ball game tonight for St. Cecilia. Mike Cannon had a couple of three-pointers in the ball game, one in the first half and one in the second half of play. Our candidates for our Player of the Game, and we'll come back with the logical choice right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Cesar Tino. Tino scores 10 points in the second half to try to help the Hawks stay close, but it was all for naught. Had absolutely no help offensively out of his St. Cecilia teammates here tonight. Tino scores 13 points, had 3 points in the first half on a three-pointer, and then come back with a couple of threes in the second half. Also hit 2 2-point field goals, ends up with 13 points in the ball game. So Cesar Tino is going to be our Player of the Game again as Hastings St. Cecilia loses to Gretna in boys high school play by a score of 45-26. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM. KHAS Radio.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back here at Gretna, again, the Dragons knock off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 45-26. Still waiting for Kevin Asher to come back out of the locker room and down the hallway and back into the gymnasium here at Gretna following a tough defeat here tonight. We had St. Cecilia shooting only 25% from the field here tonight, and they were out-rebounded in the ball game 36-18 by Gretna. That pretty much tells the story. The Hawks giving up way too many rebounds and did not shoot the ball real well in the ball game tonight, just 25% for Hastings St. Cecilia. And for the third straight game, Phil Hamburger, their leading scorer, did not get involved in the offense tonight after scoring just 2 points in the two ball games over the weekend, or at least the last week or so, in the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. Hamburger again shut out in the ball game here tonight against Gretna. He did not score, as the Hawks lose this one tonight by a score of 45-26. Cesar Tino again, the leading scorer for Hastings St. Cecilia. 13 points in the ball game. Mike Hannon had 6. They had to go down to Simon Ostrander with 3 points in the ball game tonight. Tim Skoke had 2 points, and Kevin Ryan had 2 points. That is it. 26 points on the board for the Hawks here in this one as they lose to Class B opponent Gretna by the score of 45-26. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Back here at Gretna again, the Dragons knock off Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 45-26. As Hastings St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the postgame. And coach, just two stats right off the bat, 25% shooting, and you get out-rebounded 36-18. Pretty much the story in the ballgame.
I'm surprised the 36-18 is that close. It those 18 had to be all defensive rebounds that we had, because I think we had two or three offensive rebounds the whole night, and they must have had at least 15 offensive rebounds. And the one thing I was scared of was their physicality, their length and strength on defense. You know, they don't give you anything really good. And I thought our kids just didn't compete hard enough on the offensive end. Defensively, you know, We did all right outside of rebounding. I mean, you just can't give up a second shot. But, you know, those are things that win and lose your ball games. When you step up a class, it just magnifies.
What about the offense here tonight? Again, another night, I thought you really struggled from the field.
Yeah, and I think you got to give all the credit to Gretna. Caesar misses 2 layups. He was the only guy I thought that was really competing hard early in the game to get his shot. We weren't anywhere where we needed to be, and we talked about how strong you have to play inside. If we're going to have three or four guys just standing and watching the shot go up, that's not going to get us anything. I think we're settling, you know, for just being checked out instead of maybe trying to get to the glass and things. So we got a lot of work to do, and we knew this road was not easy. Our kids, you know, just got to come back tomorrow and focus in on a few things that we need to get better at, because it doesn't get any easier.
As we take a look at the stat sheet, Phil Hamburger again shut out of the ball game tonight.
Yeah, I feel bad for Phil. He's in a funk right now. His last 3 games, I don't think he's really scored at all. Disappointing in his offensive rebounding. But, you know, he's a senior. He's got to get it figured out himself. And, you know, we're trying to get him some looks here and there, but he's just not knocking anything down either.
Is he just not into the flow of the offense? I know you've kind of moved him around a little
bit. Yeah, a little bit. It looks like, you know, at times he needs to be the point guard. At times he's playing inside. And, you know, as a player, that's a tough adjustment. But he wants to play without the basketball in his hands because he's our best screener. But also, we're not doing a very good job of coming off the screens and then maybe getting him looks. So we've got to look at the film and just see where we can try to get him, because he's a big part of our team. And, I mean, he just had a real poor night again, but we'll try to get it figured out.
Lincoln Christian coming up this weekend, and you mentioned the road down there, the stretch here, Boone Central and Kearney Catholic in the next week or so. So you don't have a lot of time to adjust things right
now.
No,
you don't. And that's what we talked to the kids about right after Christmas, was this part of the season you play and prepare, and you hope those preparation classes are practices are just, you know, just what they are. You've got to get prepared for the next opponent. You got to let this one go and hopefully come out with a little bit more strength in our entire team effort.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep, that's Kevin Asher, the head man for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawks are dropping this one tonight by a score of 45-26. The Gretna St. Cecilia now 6-4 on the season. They will play Lincoln Christian on Saturday afternoon. That will be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader beginning at 4 o'clock. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 3:45 on Saturday. Gretna improves to 6 wins and 3 losses as they continue their Class B play here, as we head toward the end of the 2011-2012 high school basketball season. Tomorrow night, it'll be Loup City and the Adams Central Patriots on the air with a pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow night. 6 o'clock for the girls game, 7:45 for the guys. We'll have the coverage here on 1230 KHIS. That'll do it from Gretna, for my producer and engineer. Back to the radio station, John Debrin. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Gretna.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.